This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. This week, today, our shul has a very great fortune that we're having a Hachnasa Sefer Torah. The Weinberg family is dedicating a Sefer Torah, Le'ilui Nishmas, their father, to our shul. And it's also a very opportune week to have Hachnasa Sefer Torah, because this week's parsha speaks about Vayibin Saya Ha'arayin, moving a Sefer Torah. So we're going to speak about some of the halachas of whether it's permitted to move a Sefer Torah. Are you allowed to take a Sefer Torah out of the Arayin if you're not going to read from it? Technically not. You're not allowed to. Even to take a Sefer Torah out for, let's say, a one-time reading is somewhat questionable. There's a famous comment of the Aruch HaShulchan that unless you read from a Sefer Torah three times, you cannot take it out of an Arayin. However, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't agree with that. The Mishnah Berurah is much more lenient. Mishnah Berurah holds as long as you put it in a Makayim Kavua, you could take it out even for one time. In fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman would say there are three things that people mistakenly think that you have to do three times. One is that in order to take out a Sefer Torah, you have to read from it three times. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's incorrect. Mishnah Berurah says as long as you have an Arayin to put it in, even one time. The other thing is people think you have to fast three times before your bar mitzvah. No basis for that. Why are you torturing your kid? You're not allowed to torture children. Not only is it illegal, it's also against the halacha. You cannot make children fast before their bar mitzvah. Only Yom Kippur. Other tanisim, no, can't. And the other thing people think you have to do three times is maybe wash your hands three times when you come out of the Beis HaKiseh. This was a famous statement of Rav Shlomo Zalman. I just want to point out something interesting about Parshas B'Haloyscha before we begin the topic of Sefer Torah. We know that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the light, He created a very special light. He created the Or HaGanuz, but He saw that the world could not withstand it, that the world was not worthy of it. So Hashem hid it away for the tzaddikim. How long did that light last for? That original light? 36 hours. There's an idea that when Aaron HaKohen lit the menorah, he brought out the hidden light of creation. So it's interesting, by every act of creation, it says, Vayir melekim, tache ha'aretz deshe, vayhi chein. Vayir melekim, yihima oirois, vayhi chein. Vayir melekim, it always says chein. God said there should be, and it was. God said there should be, and it was. There was only one thing where God said it should be, and it wasn't. Vayir melekim, yihi ar, it doesn't say vayhi chein, it says vayhi ar. Because it wasn't chein, it wasn't the way God wanted, it wasn't the way the Rebbe Hashem wanted it. Hashem wanted it to be the special light, but he couldn't bring it out. So it doesn't say vayir melekim yihi ar vayihi chein, it says vayir melekim yihi ar vayihi ar, but it wasn't chein. When Aaron lit the menorah, it says vayas kein Aaron. This week's parasha. Aaron made it kein. The light that Hashem intended, Aaron made it. He brought it out. That's why it says Vayas Kein Aaron. That's the secret of Rashi in the beginning of the parsha. Melamed Shivchoy Shel Aaron Sheloy Shina. We see the great praise of Aaron that he did not deviate. What does that mean? The great praise of Aaron that he didn't deviate. That when Hashem said Yehi Ar, Aaron brought out the Ar the way it was supposed to be. Because all the Mefarshim ask, what do you mean Aaron didn't deviate? You would have thought Hashem told him to do A and Aaron went to play golf instead. What does it mean, Melamed Shivcha Shel Aaron Shel Shina? It means that Aaron brought out the original intention of the light of creation. Vayas Kein Aaron. So the Bnei Yisoscha writes that the 36th Parsha in the Torah is Parshas B'Haloyscha, to indicate that this parsha brings out the original light of creation that serviced the world for 36 hours. So I want to share with you a few ideas about Hachnasa Sefer Torah and regarding kissing a Sefer Torah. If you look at number 5 on your sheet, the interesting shiloh was brought to Reb Chaim Falaji. Chaim Falaji was one of the great rabbis of Izmir, and I had the zchus to be at his kever about a year and a half ago in Turkey. He brought up in the year Tufresh Yud, that's the year 610, which is the year 1850. Okay? In Chodesh Nisan and Iyar, there were big earthquakes in Izmir. Remember? Gordon, remember in 1850 in Izmir, there were a lot of earthquakes. And in those days, a certain Talmud Chacham went to sleep, and he had a dream. And in his dream, he took a Sefer Torah, and he took it out into the streets, and everyone was kissing the Sefer Torah, and everyone was hugging the Sefer Torah, because by kissing and hugging the Sefer Torah, you're mevatel gezeirois kashos verois. That was the dream. So his question is, now that he had this dream, that he was able to mevatel the gezeirois in Izmir by kissing and hugging the Sefer Torah, then maybe in Izmir they should take out the Sefer Torah into the streets, kiss and hug it, and this way they'll be mevatel the impending earthquakes. That's the Shaila. But on the other hand, we mentioned you're not allowed to take out a Sefer Torah. So Reb Chaim Falaji responded as follows. You're not allowed to do this. You cannot take a Sefer Torah out of an Arayin and bring it into the marketplace. This is what the Gemara says, this is what the Poskim say. Divrei chaloimoy sleimalim v'leimaridin. We don't pay attention to dreams. Why? Because since it's asur min hadin to take out a Sefer Torah, shaloy letzorech kriya, so we don't pay attention to a dream that's keneged the halacha. Because if you look in Siman Tafresh Nun Tes, the Torah brings the name of Sad Yugoin, that you cannot bring out a Sefer Torah, shaloy letzorech, if you're not reading it. So therefore, on Sukkis, on Simchas Torah, the psak is that the hakafay should be after Kriyas HaTorah. Why? Because once you took it out to read it, okay, you could dance with it. But you can't take out a Sefer Torah just to dance with it. And that's the Ikar Halacha. Even though the Torah concludes that's not the Minag, that's because we're lenient, because we're not taking it out of the shul. We're just taking it out of the Aroin, we're keeping in the shul, so you could dance with it, even though you're not reading from it. Or that's how we could take out a Sefer Torah by the Hoshanas. By the way, that's why Minhag Ashkenaz is we take out the Sefer Torah right before Kriyas HaTorah. Because you can't stam. Now we're going to take out a Sefer Torah. It's actually the opposite. Nosach Ashkenaz, you take out for Hoshanas at the end of Musaf. Nosach Sfaradas, you take it out right before Kriyas HaTorah. Thing is, it doesn't really help that much, because you put it back, and then you take it out for the Kriya. But why are you allowed to take out a Sefer Torah for Hoshanas? Because you're keeping it in the shul, the same way we take it out the night of Yom Kippur. But to take out a Sefer Torah into the Shuk, which is a makam that's not kavod, there's no permission to do so, and therefore, and the Zohar HaKadosh is very machmir. He says, "Afilu mi bei kenishta le kenishta achrina." Even from one shul to another, it's asr. So therefore, we don't pay attention to such a dream. Now the question is, what if the tzibur is betzara? Are you allowed to take out a Sefer Torah to the cemetery? The Chida writes in number 6, it's asr. What about a new Sefer Torah is coming? So you're allowed to take out the Sefer Torah to greet the other Sefer Torah. He says, "Va'af lahoitzi Sefer Torah mebeis haKnesses likra Sefer Torah acher michu chachamim bedavar." However, Rabbi Yosef Irgaz, actually, it's interesting. Rabbi Yosef Irgaz was one of the earliest mekubalim. He's buried in Livorno. One time, I had this chus to be at his kever. We happened to be in Livorno. We found the kever of Rabbi Yosef Irgaz. However, so he says you cannot take out Sefer Torah to greet another Sefer Torah. But he brings that Rabbi Yaakov Abuhav, he says you're allowed to take out a Sefer Torah to greet another Sefer Torah. You're even allowed to bring a Sefer Torah to a different shul so that this shul should have 7 Sefer Torah for a Simchas Torah. So he says, the Chidah concludes, for Simchas Torah, L'chvoida, or for Simchas Torah that there is 7, you're allowed to. So in other words, bottom line is, you're allowed to take out a Sefer Torah if it's for the covet of the Sefer Torah. But you cannot take out a Sefer Torah into the marketplace just because a guy had a dream, and in his dream people were kissing the Sefer Torah and being mevatel l'gzeira. So there's a Sefer called Hanechamada Mizav, Mipaz, written by Reb Pinchas Zavichi. He says, let's think about this Shaila Reb Chaim Falaji. Reb Chaim Falaji was asked, a guy had a dream, and in the dream there were to prevent earthquakes, to prevent people from dying, he dreamt they took out a Sefer Torah and everyone kissed it in the street, and he wanted to know, can we take out the Sefer Torah to kiss it in the street to be mevato gezeirois rois? Why didn't Reb Chaim Falaji say, of course you can't, that's ludicrous? Since when does taking out a Sefer Torah on the street, since when is it Mevatel Gzeiras Rois? Since when is kissing a Sefer Torah Mevatel Gzeira? Since when is hugging a Sefer Torah Mevatel Gzeira? He should have told him his dream was nonsense. Instead he said, no, we can't do it because the halacha says you can't take out a Sefer Torah into the street. Why didn't he say? Because taking out a Sefer Torah on the street is not going to do anything. Elamai, we see, the Reb Chaim Falaji held, that taking out a Sefer Torah into the street will do something. It could be Mevatel Gzeiras. If you kiss a Sefer Torah, it will be Mevatel Gzeira. If you hug a Sefer Torah, it will be Mevatel. The only problem was that you're not allowed to take it out into the street, but he never questioned the efficacy of such a practice. Reb Chaim Falaji never questioned whether taking out a Sefer Torah, hugging it and kissing it does something. Avada, if a person sees a Sefer Torah and he hugs it and he kisses it, he could be Mavatel Gzeira Ra. It's just you can't bring it out into the street. So therefore, if there would ever be an occasion where you could bring out the Sefer Torah, when would such occasion be? So, by Hachnasa Sefer Torah. Somebody's writing the Sefer Torah. He lives in Cedar Bay Park. How's he going to get it to the shul? He has no alternative other than to march it from his house to the street. Then whatever block the Sefer Torah goes, it will bring bracha to that block. And anyone who hugs and kisses the Sefer Torah then could be mechavein, that in reward for showing kavod to a Sefer Torah and ava to a Sefer Torah, it should be mevatel gezeiros rois.
Why can't you spread the Sefer?
Why can't you write it in the Beis Medrash?
I'm allowed to write it in the home.
Mm-hmm. So just write it in the shul. It seems like that's legitimate, because at the end of the day, it doesn't belong to the shul. It belongs to the guy. It's his Sefer Torah. The mitzvah is v'kasav, you know, it seems like you should take ownership of it. You have to own it to be mekayim the mitzvah, right? If you give it to the shul, you lose the mitzvah. So it's mine. I'm doing it. This is where I do my mitzvahs. I'm allowed to do it in my house. So now I got to get it to the shul. So it seems like that the Sefer Torah being marched to the street, his lashon is, Mevim davar kadosh l'rchoy v'sharir, harehu meyer u'meifitz es oiroy u'kedushasai al hamakayim v'al yoishvav, and it could be Megan and it could be Moshiach. So I'm very happy they are not marching it down the street over there, because then they would have to cross peninsula. They're marching down Oakland Avenue. If anybody wants to buy a house on Oakland Avenue this week to have special bracha, I know some Levium, they would sell their house for $10 million. They'll sell your house to be zoicha to have a house on a street where a Sefer Torah is going to walk by. So from here we see that there is something great being accomplished by hugging and kissing a Sefer Torah. So I want to share with you, this is a very simple idea. I didn't see this inside anywhere. There is a way that one can be mekayim mitzvos d'oraisa by hugging and kissing a Sefer Torah. What mitzvah d'oraisa? First of all, kavod ha-Torah. Kavod ha-Torah is greater than learning Torah. The one thing in this world that's greater than limud ha-Torah is kavod ha-Torah. When you hug and kiss the Sefer Torah, you should be mechavein that you're bringing honor to the Sefer Torah. Don't do it as a thoughtless act. And also, the Torah and Hashem are one. There's a mitzvah in the Torah of loving Hashem. Now, every day, at least once a day, one has to be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of loving Hashem. The optimum time to be mekayim that mitzvah is when you say the words v'ahavta es Hashem alekecha. If you're not able to muster the thought when you say v'ahavta, the Chafetz Chaim writes, do not eat breakfast in the morning. The same way you don't eat before you daven, and you don't eat before you put on tefillin, do not eat until you know at least once a day I was mekayim the mitzvah of avas Hashem. But every time you see a Sefer Torah and you kiss it, you should think, I'm mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of avas Hashem. Otherwise, you're just, you know, transferring your DNA onto the cloth of the Sefer Torah. You might as well be mekayim a mitzvah. Now, we're going to discuss how to kiss a Sefer Torah. So if you look at number 8, the Shari Ephraim, Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolis, he wrote a sefer on Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. He says, Noyagim shekol echad mekarev atzmai k'tzas lirois ha-sefer Torah. The minog is that everybody brings himself close to see the Sefer Torah. When the Sefer Torah is brought out, even the guy who's sitting in left field, he's in the bleachers, he should bring himself close to see the Sefer Torah. Men should see it. Women should see it. Even people in the different section, if they hear the Sefer Torah is coming out, they should run into the shul, lirois, to see the Sefer Torah, because of Beroiv Am Hajus Melech. V'chol ha-meskar v'metzlam, anyone who's close to it, noishkim ha-sefer Torah b'peh, you kiss it with your mouth. Don't blow a kiss. Don't blow a kiss. That's for, you know, your great aunt. Don't blow kisses. You kiss it with your mouth. And when you kiss the Sefer Torah, you should say, yishakeni minashikos pihu. And if you're close enough, you should hug the Sefer Torah with your right hand. You should say, v'yiminoi t'chabakeni. And if you can't kiss it with your mouth, you should kiss it with your hand. That's what the Shari Ephraim writes. What? Not all women? The Mishnah Berurah talks about whether a woman who is in a certain time of the month should come, but nowadays we're lenient about that. Now, in the Pisachei Sharm, which is commentary on the Shari Ephraim, he brings that there are certain svarim that mock kissing with the hand. What are you doing kissing with the hand? People go, why are you kissing yourself? We know you like yourself. We know, but why are you kissing yourself? So he brings, no, it has meaning. Because since you're kissing the place on your hand that touched the Sefer Torah, it's like what you're saying is, by touching the Sefer Torah, a little bit of a roishim of the Kedusha remains on your hand, and that's what you're kissing. After all, how do you kiss your tefillin? When people kiss they go like that. They put their mouth on the Tefillin Shel Yad. Have you ever seen anyone kiss the Tefillin Shel Roish wearing it? That's a feat. That's not easy to do. To kiss with your mouth, try that. Try kissing the Tefillin Shel Roish with your mouth. You can't do it. Elamai, when a person's Mesiach Das, or you want to move it from your place, you touch the Tefillin, and then you kiss your hand. So there is meaning to kissing your hand. Now, comes Rav Henkin, and Rav Henkin speaks very strongly about not actually putting your mouth on the Sefer Torah. And he writes two reasons for this. Rav Henkin was a rabbi in the Caucasus region for Georgian Jews, and he says the minhag of Sfardim, and he says it's correct. They don't kiss the Sefer Torah with their mouth, meaning they don't put their mouth on the mantle, but rather they point to it, and then they kiss their finger. And he says that's the right way to do it. Number one, because, you know, to kiss somebody with your mouth on them, that shows very, very, that shows intimate closeness. Right? You ever go to a wedding, and your, like, third cousin comes over to you, and he gives you this really wet kiss, and you think to yourself, you know, I haven't seen you in 7 years. You know, we're not that close, right? But what are you gonna do? You can't shove him. You can't push him away. It would create a whole scene. Imagine you want to go to a wedding. Your third cousin comes. And you get into a brawl. So you let it happen. But you're thinking to yourself, come on. You know, like, we're not that close. So says Rav Henkin, well, you're kissing the Torah with your mouth. Yeah, really? Let's take out the Torah. Could you read one pasuk in the Chumash? You know, could you do you know anything? You know, a Rashi. You're not that close to it's gaiva to kiss the Torah like that, as if it's like your father and mother. That's the first thing. First thing is it's gaiva. Second thing is you're transferring every infectious disease in your system to the mantle of the Sefer Torah. Did you inoculate yourself before you kissed the Sefer Torah? Did you take an alcohol spray, spray your mouth, take a wipe, isopropyl wipe, and wipe the inside of your mouth before you? You didn't do that. So why, the guy who's going to kiss it after you, he doesn't need your stuff. So therefore, says Rav Henkin, it's not right to expectorate your saliva onto the Sefer Torah. And especially when you get an aliyah, he says, first of all, it's a genus for the Sefer Torah. It's medically forbidden. And he says another thing. And this, again, I'm not telling anybody what to do. When you get an aliyah, so almost everybody, they take the belt, they put it on the makam of the aliyah. So they're thinking, they're honoring you to get an aliyah. So how do you repay the Sefer Torah? You wipe out letters of the Sefer Torah. You think it's good for the Oisiyos to have that shmata on it? Get the shmata off the letter. And then some people even kiss it after. You're just erasing Sefer Torah. Therefore, the best thing to do is you put it on the makom next to it or below where there's nothing written. That's what I do. If I get an aliyah, I look and I kiss the klaf where there's no Oisiyos. Again, this is Rav Henkin Shita. And when it comes to kissing a Sefer Torah, could be a good way to do it if you want to get, you know, as if you're kissing it with your mouth. So what do some people do by a wedding? They don't want to be antisocial. So they're not going to be the guy who doesn't kiss their cousin. But they just get close enough where they don't mamish kiss, you know. It's like you get almost. So you could do the same thing with the Sefer Torah. You get close. If anybody's looking, it looks like you're kissing the mantle. You know, but you don't have to actually, it doesn't have to be benegia. Anyway, that's what Rav Henkin says. But these are two mahalchim in how to be menashek the Sefer Torah. But, the mantle? Oh, so that, right. So if you're going to kiss the thing, so you get to into the first problem. But at least you're not erasing, you know, shame.
So what's the best practice?
I guess, you know, you have to blow a kiss, fake it. Or you could put on a mask, you know. Yeah.
There's also a common practice with the sitter. A person's holding the sitter anyways. So you touch it with the sitter. Same idea with the hand.
You mean what? To kiss the sitter?
You touch the Torah and then you kiss the sitter.
You know, Rabbi Saul Reisen would say over that if a sefer falls, many people pick it up and they kiss it. Rav Pam's minhag was that if a sefer would fall, he would pick it up and learn from it. So, you know, you could do an external act of showing kavod, or you could do a real meaningful act of showing kavod. Anyway, the bottom line is, I once saw in the sefer Moyed L'chol Chai, or Rav Chaim Falaji, that he brings that there was somebody who was zoichat to a very great shalsheles of Torah. He was zoichat to have many generations of Tamei Chachamim. And when he was asked why he was zoichat to that, he said it's because when there was Simchas Torah, he rejoiced before the Torah with all of his strength and all of his might, and he was mechabed the Torah. So, Mida Kenegamida, Hashem was mechabed him with many generations of Yireim Ushleimim. In fact, Rabbi Avadya Yosef's father was not a rabbi, was not a rav, and he said, and they say that he was zeichet to Rabbi Avadya because on Simchas Torah he was the one who like led the singing and led the kavod of the Sefer Torah. So the being mechabit Sefer Torah is a great segula. First we saw it could even be mevatel gezeirois ra'is. You could be mechavein to mekayim the mitzvah of kavod haTorah, avas haTorah. It's a zechus that Torah should remain in your family, to be zoichet zara dela yivsoik v'dila yivtomi mim piskame yaraisa. And let's just read one more thing. Rabbi Pinchas Zavichi writes here, number 11. He says that a story that there was a terrible gzera of the Malchus, and they didn't know what to do to mivata l'gzera. And they were davening and davening and davening, and they weren't answered. And come Simchas Torah, they danced, and they were mesameach with the Sefer Torah, b'simcha rabba v'atzuma, like they never did, and they sweated b'simcha shel mitzvah, and they continued dancing even matzoy Simchas Torah b'hakav ha'shniyos, and right after Simchas Torah, the gezer was nespatel. And then the government tried to reenact it, and they were not successful. And everyone attributed to the great exuberance and simcha they displayed in honor of the Sefer Torah. So we should be zoicha to give kavod to the Torah and to show ava to the Torah and Hashem should be mevatel gezeirois rois. We once said over that through simcha, a person can be mevatel gezeirois. The remez is ki besimcha seitzeo. Through simcha, you could be mevatel gezeirois rois. As the story goes, they say about Reb Simcha Bunu of Parshischa, he once saw a guy, he was drowning. So everybody was, call Hatzalah, call the lifeguard, call the Marines, and Reb Simcha Bunim shouted down, "Hey, when you drown, send regards to the Levyasan." And people were like, "What? What's going on? How cruel could you be? You know, now you're not jumping in to save him, you're mocking him." All of a sudden, the guy who was about to drown, he started laughing. He started chuckling. He got some koyach. He started, got koyach. He was able to swim ashore. So this is just illustrated the idea. Keep a simcha seitzeo. Sometimes simcha could take you out of your problems. Did I? Do you mind me?
Yes.
Oh. I mean, you like sort of embrace the Torah and you kiss your hand. You. Yeah. So you sort of your mekayim what the Shaar Ephraim says, because he says to embrace it, right? He says to hug the Sefer Torah. So while you're hugging it, you sort of come close, and you put your hand in between, in order to be mafsik between your mouth and the mantle.
Practically, is that going to delay the Torah eventually getting to the bima? If everyone did that, that could.
You mean it's tircha de tzibura? Not everyone's going to do it. Don't worry. It's like I remember when in Masifta, somebody asked the Rosh Hashiva, you know, you're saying everyone should be a Talmud Chacham. Everyone's going to become a Talmud Chacham. Then there's, you know, who's going to pave the streets? And who's going to do the dry cleaning? And who's going to do all the services? So Rosh Hashanah said, "Don't worry, not everyone's going to become a Talmud Chacham." Okay, everyone, have a great day. Kol Tov. Rachel Hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.